A Jersey County farmer has created a business with the goal of regenerating soil. Microbes Alive, Inc. is located in Glen Carbon and is managed by Walter Gregory. Walt has been farming organically for over 50 years, and the products sold at Microbes Alive, Inc. encourage farmers to do the same. I met Walt at the Illinois Specialty Growers Conference, and we discussed his business and the products that are available.
About 15 years ago, I was at a seminar, and I had an elderly gentleman in his late 70s come into my booth, and he had a jug with him, and I said, Phil, what's in your jug? And he said, this is a biological. He said, this will revolutionize your garden. Well, the minute he said the word biological, I said, well, what's in it? And when he said bacteria and fungi, my mind went back to college and Dr. Beveridge teaching me about how important mycorrhizal fungi was in the ground. And I asked him, does it have mycorrhizal fungi in it? He said, oh, yeah, that's one of the fungi that's in it. I said, well, what's that cost? And he said, $50. I took a $50 bill out of my wallet and gave it to him because if I knew I started talking to him, he was a talker and he'd stay there forever and I wouldn't sell anything. So I took the product home and gave it to my daughter the next morning and I said, put this on some of Dad's produce and tell me what it does. 3 days later, I'm sitting in her kitchen and she walks in with my favorite tomato, black from Crim, and she said, Dad, try this. And I said, hon, that's Dad's favorite tomato. Why would I want to try one? I know how good they are. No, she said, try this one. I took a bite out of it, and my eyeballs about popped out of my head. I said, where'd you get this? She said, off one of those rows you told me to put that black stuff on the other day. It had only been 72 hours since she had inoculated those rows with that biological product. And I went and took my refractometer and went out and brixed every row that she had put it on and then brixed the row next to it. And the sugar content in the rows where she had put this were double what the rows were. And that farm at that time had been organic 21 years. I was dumbfounded, and I was totally sold. And this past year, I discovered a company that's manufacturing this product down in Alabama. And the doctor that developed this died about 6 years ago. But the year before he died, he figured out how to freeze-dry fungi and microbes so that they could be in dry form. And the liquid form that I had been using weighed 9 pounds per gallon, and it took a gallon per acre to inoculate a farm. This product, 100 grams, will do an entire acre because you mix it with water to spray it. So 100 grams is nothing to ship anywhere in the world. So it was quite a challenge for me to see what it was doing and realizing that that was the value that I wasn't putting back into my soil. And it revolutionized my farm. It revolutionized my thinking. So for the last few years, I've been teaching gardeners and farmers how to reactivate their soils. And we're having a ball with it. As a matter of fact, I was fortunate that I just signed a contract with a Chinese company back in July. And we got a $2.8 million contract with this company to take our microbes to China.
Wow, well, that's definitely a great success story. And the microbes, the biologicals, that's what you have for sale through the Microbes Alive, Inc.
Yes.
So those come, kind of tell us what the packaging looks like, if a farmer was interested in purchasing this, or just a little more details about it.
We've got it in a 1,000-square-foot garden size, which is just a small little packet. We also have it in acre or in thousands of acre size. The stuff comes in a plastic bag, which, again, weighs 100 grams for an acre. So you can ship it anywhere in the world for about $5. The other thing that we do with that is we teach people to put minerals in the ground. And the purpose of a microbe is to do three major things. The first thing it'll do is create what is called an exopolysaccharide, which is the sticky substance that holds the soil together in the ground. When you see a farm that's been chemically farmed, you can see that there's nothing holding that soil together, and that's because the microbes are being killed off when you use herbicides and pesticides, and that's not good for the soil. The other thing is a microbe is there to take a mineral and digest it to make it water-soluble so that the mycorrhizal fungi can absorb it, take it to the plant root, and exchange it for the sugars from the plant. And the third thing that it'll do is once a worm or a protozoa or an amoeba, any living thing in the ground, eats a microbe, they defecate pure ammonia. And as I tell farmers when I talk to them, I can always get their attention with the first few minutes of my conversation by saying, how many of you bought nitrogen last year? And with chemical farmers, it's 100%. They either bought urea or they bought anhydrous. And they paid thousands of dollars for it. Well, when I put my microbes on the ground, God gives me my fertilizer in the form of nitrogen free of charge. And so I ask them, you guys paid for yours, I got mine free. Now there's something wrong with this picture. And that gets them all out on the edge of their chair, and they'll listen to me for the rest of the period of time I'm speaking. Then they'll form a ring around me and want to talk to me after the presentation's over with.
And once again, that was Walt Gregory of Microbes Alive, Inc., and we'll hear more from Walt next month during our Farmers Appreciation Month specials. In other news, the incoming Donald Trump administration is expected to fill its final cabinet seat, possibly before Inauguration Day. Interviews are ongoing as of yesterday, according to those close to the process. That came despite another false report on Tuesday that former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue was to be named Ag Secretary. Perdue may still be in the running, but the selection process continues and other candidates are being considered. Incoming Vice President Mike Pence over the weekend said it's very possible that the cabinet will be filled before Friday. When leaving the Department of Ag last week, former Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack criticized the incoming administration for delaying the selection of a nominee for the position. Vilsack said the delay will make it difficult for the next USDA leader to hit the ground running. Continuing on the national and world ag news side of things, Bayer Ag has promised U.S. President-elect Donald Trump the Bayer-Monsanto merger will bring billions of dollars in research and development spending in the U.S. and make a significant commitment to creating jobs. Trump's transition team confirmed a deal was reached between Trump and Bayer, despite the agreement still being analyzed by regulatory authorities. Incoming White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said Bayer has committed to $8 billion in new U.S. research and development. Bayer will also keep 100% of Monsanto's 9,000-plus U.S. workforce and add 3,000 new U.S. high-tech jobs. The National Farmers Union called the announcement deeply disturbing if it leads to an approval of the Bayer-Monsanto acquisition by the incoming Trump administration. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson urged Trump to reject the notion that corporate consolidation benefits family farmers and rural America. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.